This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Coastal areas of South and North Chobisho Parganas and Sundarban areas are receiving rainfall with gusting winds with speed 50 to 60 kilometers per hour. Kolkata, Howrah, Hooghly, both Chobisho Parganas, Nodia are also getting rainfall, accompanied with gusting wind with less speed. One elderly woman named Renuka Mondal, aged 80, died on Mosini Island in the South Chobisho Parganas district of West Bengal yesterday when a tree fell on the mud house she was living in. All the creeks of Sundarbans have seen rising water levels with high level of water in the rivers going to the Bay of Bengal. On the other hand, train services of Sialdah have been restored in South Section and Barasat Hasnabad line. Howrah Amta local has been cancelled in the Howrah division. The truncated metro rail service is being operated between Dakshineshwar and Girish Park, as well as between Mahanayak Uttam Kumar and Kabi Subhash. Many trees have been uprooted in Kolkata city and North and South Chobisho Parganas districts. Many streets are waterlogged due to incessant rain. Campaign activities for the last phase of Lok Sabha elections in the Kolkata and Bashirhat Diamond Harbour parliamentary constituencies have been affected. In North Bengal, Malda and Dakshin Dinajpur districts are receiving rainfall. Rain forecast is there in Alipurduar, Cooch Behar and Darjeeling districts today. Campaigning for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections has reached a feverish pitch. Leaders of NDA and Grand Alliance and other parties are holding back-to-back multiple rallies in poll-bound areas. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to address public meetings in Kushinagar, Salempur and Chandauli parliamentary constituencies in Uttar Pradesh today. BJP National President JP Nadda will interact with citizens, weavers, artisans, voters in different programs in Varanasi today. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh, Dr. Mohan Yadav, will address public meeting in Maner in Patna in support of BJP nominee of Patliputra parliamentary constituency. JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will hold an election rally in Nalanda parliamentary constituency. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi will address public meetings in Chamba and Shahpur in Himachal Pradesh today. Former Congress President Rahul Gandhi will hold public meetings today in Khusropur and Maner in Patna Sahib and Pataliputra constituencies, respectively. In Jammu and Kashmir, the election authorities have seized about 95 crore rupees worth of cash and other freebies like liquor since the Model Code of Conduct came into effect on the 16th of March. Polling in J&K was completed on Saturday as Anantnag Rajouri Lok Sabha constituency voted for their candidates. While the voter turnout in the three constituencies of Kashmir has broken decades-old records, attempts were made by some candidates to influence voters across the UT using money, liquor and other freebies, officials of the Election Department have said. Election authorities have received 143 grievances via the C-Vigil app, of which over 80 have been resolved. Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal has filed an application before the Supreme Court seeking a 7-day extension of the interim bail to undergo medical examinations. Pune police have arrested two doctors of Sassoon Hospital in the Kalyani Nagar accident case. The arrested doctors have been identified as Dr. Ajay Tawre and Dr. Sri Hari Harlor. Dr. Tawre is the head of the forensic department. They are accused of making changes in the minor's blood sample report who had rashly drove his unregistered car in a drunken state and killed two young engineers. Prime Minister Modi today paid homage to former Prime Minister Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru on his death anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi paid tributes to Mr. Nehru. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, senior party leader Sonia Gandhi, along with others, today paid tributes to Mr. Nehru on his 60th death anniversary at his memorial at Shantivan in Delhi. On to sports now. Deepak Karmakar scripted history, clinching India's first ever gold medal at the Asian Championships in Tashkent, Uzbekistan. The 30-year-old Olympian registered an average score of 13.5 in the women's vault final. And riding on Harmanpreet Singh's hat-trick goals, India defeated Argentina 5-4 in the fourth match of the European leg of FIH Hockey Pro League at Antwerp in Belgium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.